Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get back to the Giant stuff here, I do want to rip Frank from rails for one thing. Because I say this now because I know Hoff might get into the Rangers, bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie.
Yeah, scored some goals last night, finally.
So get this. So Frank from Rails texted me over the weekend, hey, you want to go to the Ranger game on Monday night? And I'm like, well, how much are the tickets and where are the seats?
Mm-hmm.
I was assuming he was offering for free.
But you got to ask him. Yeah. You can't assume that it's free. Sure.
And he said, seats might be uppers, but they're free.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right. I'll take them because I'm not turning down. We can't go to the Garden for free anymore. Like, we don't have the credentials to go there. Ranger game Monday night, I'll go. Whatever. Maybe this is the game they get right at home. I haven't been. I know Hoff's a big Ranger fan. I'll take Hoff. I text Hoff. He said, yeah, I'm in. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Get a text back from Frank. Dude, you're going to kill me. The guy who was supposed to give me the tickets sold them or something. He's really sorry.
Psych.
Now, exactly. Now, it's not a huge deal. I was good either way. I said, don't worry about it. Not a big deal. But, I mean, Hoff and I were looking forward to going. And then we see what happened last night. I mean,
he missed out.
Frank dropped the ball on that.
You got to find a new steakhouse, Sal. That he won't do, trust me.
It's a little tease. Yeah.
they heard that we were coming, so they got ready and scored. They were getting ready to score a bunch of goals for us. And then we weren't there.
Come on, the tickets turned into no tickets.
Boy, that's a pullback.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a Frank move.
I know. Now, I can't. You know, like I said, I can't really kill him. I'm just telling you what exactly happened.
No, I'm just going to put him on blast on the fan. I'm not going to kill him, though. I'm not going to kill him.
Now, I will have you note, that is the second time I've gotten screwed with tickets. Remember, Mitch in Fort Lee got me the wrong game. I had to go into my pocket for $500 for a kid's birthday present.
Geez.
For Knicks T-Wolves regular season, $500. Now, he did love it, so that ended up being worth it.
Big win, too. Look, Knicks looked good that night.
Yeah,
good energy.
Mitch screwed me, and now Frank and Rail is thinking I had a little freebie at the Garden. Go to the Garden.
Take it easy on Mitch. He's going through a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. He's all banged up. I mean, Hoff, come on. Hoff, you can't make fun of him. Mitch.
I'm not making fun of him.
What happened to him?
I'm making fun with him.
Yeah, he had something with his...
Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
What?
So we went to the...
Jeez.
Yeah, I know, because he had dental surgery, I think, and they said they hit a nerve.
But he's going to be fine.
Oh,
he's going to be fine. It's just like a temporary...
I know, but he's a mess. His whole...
It's frozen, it's sunk down.
Yeah, and his eye's all watery, so he's patching his eye all night with the napkin. I'm like, Mitch, you really should... He canceled on a birthday party for his family, and he went to hang out with us at Mickey Spillane's.
Oh, he went?
Oh, wait, I don't think we're supposed to say that on air.
He went? Oh. He drove with one eye?
You started it, Hoff.
I know. Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah. Anyway, dude, stop screwing me with the tickets. That's the moral of the story here. BT and Sal, the Fed, 888-808-1019. And I do think it's more on a much more serious note. You know, we mentioned the report before from Ian O'Connor. And we kind of alluded to this. You started to get into it, and I was like, I don't know if we could get into the health stuff of Mr. Mara. But I do think that that is playing a part here. So it infuriates me to think Joe Shane is back. But if this is just semantics, or not semantics, but just biding time for Mr. Mara to get his health in order, or for the Giants to get their decision-making in order because of his health, maybe we should take the foot off the gas a little bit here.
I think we'd all be very understanding of that situation. And I think it would change the tone, and it should. It would for me, it would for you, it would for our show. You know, right now, I don't know that. I can only surmise that. which is why, you know, our energy is messed up until we start to get counter reports. And maybe what we got from Ian is the first wave of counter reports. And I had even said that, again, not a report, but I thought that, that it's certainly a distinct possibility. So, you know, I mean, listen, it's a very bottom line business, and illnesses and all those things which are horrible for good people, for any person, it doesn't preclude you from us doing our job.
Well, the
doesn't.
The conversation will then shift above Joe Shane and be like, okay, well, if Mr. Mara is not healthy enough to make these decisions right now, well, then who is making the decisions? Because the bottom line for the sports fans, while we are certainly sensitive and praying and hopeful that Mr. Mara is going to be okay, sports fans, Giants fans, just want to see their football team win. So obviously they want him in good health. That goes without saying, but we'll say it again just to make sure. And then the next part of that is, well, how? Who's going to be the head coach? Who's going to be making the decisions? How's this football team going to get turned around? Will that take a back seat to Mr. Mara's health? I don't even know if Mr. Mara would want that. He wants to see this football team win first and foremost. So that's, you know, it's a very delicate difficult bout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It is. And that's why we try to straddle that line of respect and you know, also doing our job, of course. But, you know, think about to the Hard Knocks sequence. I mean, you know, John was involved in all that stuff. If you take him out of many of those scenes, who else in the building is maybe leading the football discussion?
Right.
That's
well,
kind of
be somebody.
Well, that's kind of the point, though. Is it, you know, is it a family member who maybe isn't quite ready or doesn't really deserve it? I don't know. I mean, but, you know, John Mara has been the football man for the Giants. I mean, it's much more than Tish, right? So who's making these decisions? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
a lot of play here.
I hate that we even have to talk about this, and we try to keep it on football decision, but maybe this thing is, you know, more serious than is known, and obviously if it's impacting the decisions for now. I guess the point is, just because Joe Shane and the way that it was worded, just because he's retained for now, based on reports and, you know, from Ian O'Connor that we're talking about, doesn't mean he's going to be here beyond that. Talking about Shane, so maybe we shouldn't go as nuts about it. It is just infuriating, though, to have the coach leave and to have a statement come out in support of Joe Shane, who I think has failed the Giants organization worse than even the head coach.
And I think it's incredibly offensive that Shane Bowens is getting ready to coach another job and Brian Daboll is getting ready to play golf.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Matt is calling from Freehold. What's up, Matt?
Matty.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Happy Veterans Day. Big fan. I just wanted to talk about the Shane stuff. I hear a lot of people talking about all the great picks that he made, but if you go to the 2023 draft, almost every single one is a miss. I mean, the top three, Deontay Banks, John Michael Smith, Jalin Hyatt. Oof. Jalin Hyatt has 34 catches in 3 years.
He's a stiff.
So I don't know. I feel like, you know, you could talk about all these. And by the way, that was after the one winning season. So when he didn't get these gimme top 10 picks, he had a really hard time picking. That's all I'm going to say about Shane. He should have been gone last year. I wanted to talk about the new head coach. I'm going to give you guys a name. I know you guys don't want first-timers, and I'm a little bit biased as a Broncos fan. But I'll tell you what, Shanahan and Kubiak are two of the great football families when it comes to coaching. And I really think that Clint Kubiak is going to be the next guy that you're going to be like, hey, this is a quarterback whisperer. This is a guy that knows how to handle an offense. I mean, look at their dads. If you look at you know, they worked together in San Francisco. Then they went back to back in Denver. Then Gary goes to the Texans and becomes a great head, you know, a good head coach over there.
He
takes
good.
Kyle Shanahan under his wing. And, you know, it just, I just think that that's a pretty good thing. Even if you're going to get a first timer, that's somebody that has a lot of pedigree.
Can he run a building, Matt? Matt, can he run a building? Because that's paramount this time around. They cannot mess that up.
I don't know. That's the thing.
Well,
that's the thing. And it's really, it is scary.
It is.
I just think the Giants are in a scary situation in general because right now things do not look good. And it's like when you're at the moment where any decision that we make could be possibly catastrophic, even worse than it's already been, it's scary, man. But, hey, thank you guys for taking my call. Hope I didn't bother.
No, not at all. Good stuff, Matt. Okay, so listen, I don't think Mike McCarthy's amazing. I don't. But I think he's good. I think he's solid. I'm pretty confident if somebody like Mark, and I probably feel this way about Gruden as well, maybe a little less, but like if Mike McCarthy came, at least I know the Giants will be stabilized. And then they can maybe get to a 2 or 3 year or maybe 4 year window where, you know, they're always in the mix, maybe win a divisional title as Dak gets older. You know, Commanders might be a mess again. Eventually, maybe the Eagles have to break up based on some caps. But and acknowledging that, like, he probably isn't the one to bring you a championship. But don't you think it's more appealing to find somebody that could take the baton when you're already highly relevant, no, like, then entrusting somebody in as the next head coach of the Giants who you don't know if he can even be a modest success? There's a lot of risk.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Look, this is a weird spot here. With all that's going on with the organization, it is a unique spot and a challenging spot. Now, you could say, okay, well, they have Jackson Dart in place and some promising young players, so maybe it can be a good spot if you hire the right head coach, but how we're going to get there, I'm just not sure anymore. And, you know, the idea of, if you take it on the surface and go based off of the press release, it would show you that the Giants are continuing to make the same mistakes that they've made. If you start to read into the report from Ian O'Connor and start to think along those lines, bigger picture, I know it's a different issue, but it leads down to the road of who's making the decisions for this football team long term, which is going to impact them obviously short term as well. But that's a bigger, more important issue than if it's Mike McCarthy or Lane Kiffin.
I don't disagree, but right, let's say whether it's Clint Kubiak or Jesse Minter, a name that I mentioned yesterday, was with Harbaugh at Michigan. He's with them with the Chargers now. Chargers have a top defense. The Indiana head coach, you know, Mendoza, we talked about him as well. I'm not saying that those guys can't get the job done, but they could be three absolute train wrecks.
You want to limit the risk.
They could be train wrecks. Yeah. So what conversation, now ultimately the conversation would be whomever's hired, the Giants are winning a Super Bowl in a couple of years, but what's the more appealing conversation 3 years downstream? God almighty, they hired a clown again. I'm not calling Dable a clown.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones that preceded him were. They failed again, and they absolutely whiffed, or they hired McCarthy, and they're good, but we don't think he's going to bring them to a championship. Who's the next guy to elevate them from what McCarthy took them to the championship?
Right, so you just want to get them back to the
I want to mitigate risk.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I want to do the same thing. It's why I'd be looking at Belichick, Gruden. A part of me likes Flores. I don't think this is the right spot for that, not to mention he's actually suing the Giants. I thought he was just suing the NFL.
No, he's got a couple teams, too.
Yeah,
it's like
Broncos,
three or five teams, yeah.
Well, and the Giants are one of them, so it's hard to imagine. Hey, come on in.
Yeah, I mean, if you drop the lawsuit.
Yeah,
then.
But you don't even want to go down that road, so I would also want to limit the risk, and I have my core beliefs, especially in New York, that I would not want to hire a first-time guy. Lane Kiffin would check the box of not a first-time guy, so he would be on there. I get McCarthy. If I'm going to go that road with McCarthy, I'd rather go Belichick or Gruden, me personally, over McCarthy.
Listen, the only thing that worries me, well, two things about Belichick. Number one, I'm not sure if he sells his fastball. Okay, you know, but I also don't know if he's going to build out a staff. Like, the thing that
you could hire your guy, Patricia. Carl Banks wants him as the defensive coordinator.
You could bring your son along again.
Well,
I mean,
whatever.
Okay, great, and all that other stuff. Like, I think that of all the coaches, I think McCarthy would present a pretty good staff, whereas, you know, I don't know if Gruden would have a good staff at this point. He might. I would have doubts that Belichick would have a good staff. You know, because every time, you know, he's lost, whether it's a McDaniels or Weiss and those other guys, Roma Cornell, like, I mean, he really hasn't built hasn't really built out good staff. So there's a lot to worry about with Belichick. There's a lot to like, but even he's not a home run. To me, here's the problem. There's no home run. So you got to look for a solid double in the gap, and then maybe once you get a couple of guys on base, 3-4 years down the road, maybe there is a home run to take the baton and get you to a championship.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.